Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, which I call The Map of Knowing. Have you ever been panicked at all the things you don't know? Trick question, you're human. The answer is yes. Things like you want to grow your business or grow your following or grow your income or grow your spare time, but how? Or you want to stop doing this, you want to start doing that instead, but how? No matter which questions you're dealing with, your brain kicks in with the seemingly really sage advice, which is, wait, are you sure you want to do that? Isn't that risky? Yeah, it's risky. You should probably push the plan back for a few years or wait until your kids have graduated from kindergarten or junior high or high school or college, for sure, college. So you only have to wait 24 years and boom, that plan is happening. So we all have these seasons of not knowing, and we all have these really intense places our brain takes us to keep us safe and to take us not to take risks of any kind. So in case you got an A+ in beating yourself up school, let me reiterate, we all have seasons of not knowing. And the not knowing is like being lost in a dark clearing on some sort of wilderness excursion with no map and no compass. You're naturally going to wallow in the state of things like, oh, why did I leave my compass at home? And your brain is naturally going to berate you for being such an idiot who never gets anything right, because that's what your brain does, because it's an asshole. But since it's dark and you're tired and you're going to need to lie down and wait for morning so you know which way is east, eventually you'll look up and take note of the stars. And I call that one particular constellation that only appears to you in the very darkest dark when you are completely lost, the map of knowing. You can take note of your map of knowing at any time and without having to go through the trouble of being woefully lost first. Though of course you'll avoid doing it until you are in fact woefully lost because again, you are human. You only have to answer three questions to make your own map of knowing, which is this tiny constellation of things you know in a sea of things that you don't know and have no control over. Question one, what, to borrow Oprah's famous line, do you know for sure? Hint, this is the place where you pause and write things down. What, to borrow Oprah's famous line, do you know for sure? Two, what are you absolutely certain you want to keep doing or making? And three, what are you sure you don't want to do any longer? Possibly the most important question of all. What are you sure you don't want to do any longer? Those three simple but not easy questions are capable of leading you right to your own constellation, trusting everything you know to lead you home. For me, given the complete and total inability to see the future like some sort of seer prophet person, here are the points on my map of knowing. I want to see and teach people in person way more often. I want to write books and books and books. I want to share my poetry in lots more ways and with lots more humans. And I want to keep doing my magic work, which is helping peeps get to the very heart of an issue in 15 minutes or less. I call it hot seats. And I do it as part of seersship with great flair. Okay, so even though I was in the horrible place in the meadow, I mean, there was a metaphorical meadow. I was not in it at all. Even though that was the place, it turns out that I do know some things, even though my brain was telling me I knew nothing. I don't have a vision for my new perfect website that will do all the things effortlessly and with no work on my part, generate just billions of dollars, right? I don't have a 7-point system to make 7 figures. I don't even have a brilliant plan to sell tens of thousands of copies of my poetry book. That is not part of the map of knowing. The metrics aren't part of this. The income is a distant second to taking in those core points, those stars that I need to remember for the coming season. The map of knowing connects the points of certainty into something resembling a future that can be embraced with delight. No matter where you are, no matter when you do this, no matter how you answer those questions, the map of knowing connects the points of certainty that you see into something resembling a future that can be embraced with delight. It makes the rest of the darkness way less intimidating. It helps to fill the space between here, which is the familiar thing, the thing you know, the daily grind, and there, the vast unknown, with enough light to make it through the wilderness in between. I don't have to label each and every star. I only have to recognize my own constellation shining down at me, trusting that it will lead me home. Likewise, you don't have to label each and every star. You only have to recognize your own constellation shining down at you, trusting that it will lead you home. Thank you so, so much for listening, and I adore you for it. There are just two things happening right now. One, Brain Camp is burning to the ground. Braincampfinale.kristenkelp.com. Boom, you can get all the programs that I've made in the last 7 years. There are 7 of them total. Introverts at Work, Calling to the Deep, Sales Without Shame, Healthy Hustle, and a bunch of others for $247, which is, I gotta tell you, an absurd deal. And that ends on September 9th with all the rest of Brain Camp. And the other thing is that registration for Steer Your Ship, which has 3 spots left, is available through September 9th as well. And that's at braincampblog.com/SYS, just the letters. And that is all I have to tell you. Soon I will have details of the magical Brain Camp Burning It Down party. But for right now, grab the finale, take a look at Steer Your Ship, and I will see you next week. Thanks. Bye.